In the great halls of USA Today, we assemble the newsroom's mightiest nerds. Brett Molina.
I'm so sorry for the producer of this podcast.
Kelly Lawler.
I will fight you on it.
Brian Truitt.
Spoiler town!
Together, they form the Mothership. Their mission? To harness their collective encyclopedic knowledge of nerdiness in all its forms. To dissect every trailer, plot twist, and game released for the geekiest of fans. The Mothership, saving the universe from bad comic book adaptations every Friday.
All aboard the Mothership, the Geek Culture Podcast from the USA Today Network. Thanks for joining us, and happy Friday, friends.
Happy Friday. Happy Comic-Con Friday.
Are you rested?
Well, I'm still there.
Oh, well, that's
because we're recording early, and I'm probably sleep-deprived already, and it's just Friday.
Do I need to start over?
No,
I think this needs to be included for posterity.
No. Oh, fine.
Doing it live.
Let's meet the crew. I'm Brett Molina. I play video games. And my favorite podcast, other than this one, of course, is the Bill Simmons Podcast.
I'm Brian Truitt. I watch movies and I watch a lot of wrestling. So my fave is The Masked Man Show.
I'm Kelly Lawler. I watch television. And obviously, other than The Mothership, I guess I have to say my favorite podcast is The Daily, because not one, but two of my best friends are producers on it.
A little biased there, but that's okay. If this is your first time listening to us, welcome. New episodes of The Mothership drop every Friday, and you can subscribe for free on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you like to listen. If you happen to be on Apple Podcasts, it would be wonderful if you could write a quick review and rate the show.
Whoop, whoop.
By doing that, you help other fans who love nerdy pop culture find us. And as an added bonus, we give you a shout out on the next episode. So try it out. Tell us what you want to see in the show moving forward, guests, ideas, everything. It's all upside for you. Don't forget, along with leaving a review, you can also get in touch with us on Twitter. We're at Mothership Pod. You can also email us at mothershippod@usatoday.com. On to the main topic and our special guest this week. Here's a clip.
Hello.
My name's Raylene Watts.
Oh, right. Your daddy doing any better?
No, they still can't diagnose what's wrong. If you're still looking for a driver, I'm covering Earl's assignments while he's laid off. I've been hauling every kind of freight for the last 10 years, and I'm damn good at what I do.
You ever driven a reefer?
What?
A refrigerated trailer. Do you know how to handle one?
The hell is this place?
Ray, what is it?
It's a tight schedule. You hand off to the receiver by 5 a.m. so you don't get too many pit stops.
Hold up, I don't get to expect it first?
We bolt seal all our trailers. Novanto's policy. That's not going to be a problem, is it?
Ray, I hope you know what you're doing.
A sealed trailer. Now that could be anything. Drugs, plutonium, aliens.
Mr. Caldwell, I need to know what the hell I'm transporting here. It isn't just corn back there, is it?
Yes, this line is for emergencies only.
Just please don't hang up. I'm looking. I'm walking you to the back. Can you hear that?
Not really. What do you see?
There's something big moving around behind the pilot. I need to get my camera phone in there to get a better angle. I can almost see. Oh.
Ma'am, are you still there?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What did you see?
That was a taste of the new podcast Carrier, starring and produced by our special guest today, Tony-winning actress and Hollywood rising star Cynthia Erivo. She plays Raylene Watts, a truck driver who finds herself in the midst of a dark mystery when a discreet client asks her to take a refrigerated trailer bound for Chicago. The first episode premieres this week, and over the course of the 7 episodes, Raylene discovers that her cargo may not only be alive, but also very dangerous.
Ooh.
Other stars of the podcast include Martin Starr from Silicon Valley, Lamorne Morris of New Girl fame, and Lance Reddick from John Wick, Fringe, and much more. You may have also seen Cynthia in 2 movies last year, the ensemble thriller Bad Times at the El Royale and the twisty crime drama Widows. She also stars as Harriet Tubman in the upcoming biopic Harriet, out November 1st. And if that's not enough, she plays Detective Holly Gibney in the new HBO show The Outsider, based on the Stephen King novel.
Which rules! Yes.
She's also a veteran of the West End and Broadway, winning a Best Actress in a Musical Tony in 2016 for the revival of The Color Purple. And she took the time to talk to us this week. So, Cynthia, thank you so much. Let's start here. How did you get involved with Carrier?
I think Rob probably called my manager to say that he was interested in discussing something that was kind of newish in that this podcast, the scripted kind of forum, is new. He had done something with Rami Malek previous, and I think he had heard about me and what I was doing and seemed to be excited about things I was doing and wanted me to become a part of the newest venture, which is Carrier. And so I sat with him, I think it was in LA, just to talk about what the possibility of it was and what it looked like and what it could be. And I was super excited because I, coming from London, the UK still has a radio forum, radio storytelling forum, that's been around for a good few years. When I say a few, I think I say a lot. and it was interesting to me to sort of bring that to the modern world, I guess, to make it less traditional with the storytelling and more scripted and more movie-esque, I guess, more scenic. And so I was sort of intrigued. And that was that, really. I read some of the scripts and I loved it. And I like sci-fi. I'm that kind of person. I was really happy to be involved with it. That's kind of what happened.
So tell us about your character and the mystery she gets involved in. I know it's probably twisty, so you can't reveal too much, but can you give us a taste?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Ray is she's your everyday woman. You know, she has two kids. Her father isn't well, and she basically takes on her father's job to earn some money and to help him out at the same time. And along the way, things just start going awry. I think she takes something that she doesn't really know the full story of, not because she's ignorant, but just because she doesn't want to pry, I guess. And things start going in the wrong direction, and she's sort of thrown into the middle of something that she doesn't expect to be thrown into. But she is a fighter and fights right through to the very end and is trying to make sure that she survives and everybody else survives around her. And in the end, I think she manages to save a few people, if not the world.
So can you tell us anything about, like, sort of the genre of the podcast? It's listed as thriller in the description, but in that trailer, we hear, you know, some guys say, well, maybe there are aliens in the back of the truck or something. And, you know, we love sci-fi in this podcast. So is there any hints you can give? Or is that, like, we want to just go in blind and then, you know, see what's in the trailer?
I mean, it is definitely a thriller of sorts, but I would go a sci-fi thriller is what I would say.
Nice.
And I think go in with just that knowledge and go with that. Yeah.
So how does preparing for this project differ from something like Color Purple or Widows?
Preparing for every project is different just because each person I'm playing, they're different people. They have different wants, they have different needs. And so for this, especially because I was using my voice mainly, you can't see the action. So it's about almost amplifying the work you're doing in your voice with your body at the same time. I still move around as if I was being watched because that's the best way to have the voice be elevated. And that was basically what I needed to do. I needed to make sure that I could actually speak for one thing. So I think I had the flu the week before and my voice was disappearing as we were filming it, which was an interesting thing because you sort of like, it's only in those moments that you realize, oh, I really need my speaking voice right now. This is definitely not the time to have had the flu. So you figure out how to make sure that that is working the way it needs to and as expressive as you need it to be. Hopefully I've done a good job on it and hopefully people are happy with it. And it's about sort of figuring out what her story is and who she is and where her voice lies and how she sounds with different people. Does she code switch? Does she not? Is she sweet with her kids and slightly harsh with other people? Like all of those things. Sort of in reading the script, you figure out what her rhythm is when she speaks and how different it is to other people. And that's sort of something I applied to all of the characters, but it was a lot more for her because she was her voice is the only way I can tell her story to you guys for now.
Are podcasts just in general an interest for you? I mean, do you have favorites that you listen to when you're, you know, waiting for a take on set or just kind of like just tooling around wherever you are?
I do love podcasts, actually, but I haven't really been listening to scripted podcasts that much. I've been listening to, I mean, Serial has a range of amazing podcasts, and I know there was one, I think it was a couple of years ago, I forget the name of it, but everybody was listening to it, and I was listening to that. And then they did another one for Adnan Syed, and I was listening to that as well. So I tend to go for the more crime, true crime-esque podcasts. Those are the ones I like listening to. And then, but I haven't really found the script podcast that I like yet. So hopefully this will sort of change that, really. Yeah. I do like, but I feel like this podcast is like a combination of podcast and you know, like an audible book. Because mm-hmm. I listen to books on tape. So my auntie is obsessed with listening to books on tape, and she introduced me to doing that. And I feel like it's a combination of those things, which I really like doing. Yeah,
they're making a lot of these scripted podcasts into TV shows and movies now. Even the unscripted ones, you know, do you think uh-huh. This would translate well yeah. to the screen?
I do, actually. I do think it would translate quite well on the film onto screen. Just because of how, when you hear it, you'll, I don't want to give too much away, but I do think because of where it's set and the way it's written, that it lends itself really beautifully to film, I think. And it will give the kind of atmosphere that you'll feel within it, I think cinematically would work really well.
So you have Harriet coming out this fall, which is just in time for award season. What was it like for you to play such an important figure in American history?
Scary, an honor, challenging. It's probably one of the hardest things I've done to date, really, both physically and mentally. Because I put myself through it, and there was no other way to do that, really. There's no other way to play that role except to put yourself all the way through the paces that are necessary for it. And I was grateful to have been given the opportunity to even look at the script, to be honest. And I don't think I'll ever forget playing that role. Yeah, no matter what happened, it was a feat that I don't think I will ever forget.
We've had a lot of British actors playing big figures in American history. You know, Chiwetel Ejiofor in 12 Years a Slave jumps to mind as something from the same era. Did you talk to anyone about like learning maybe more about American history than you learned in school? Because I imagine, you know, your school focus wasn't all about us.
I didn't talk to anyone specifically. I talked to the people that I was working with. I did my research like you do when you're an actor. You find the characters and you research the people that you're playing. Mm-hmm. And that's what you do with whatever character you're playing, regardless of if they are fictional or non-fictional. It's really all about research anytime you play a character. And I like to read and I like to learn. So I did my fair share of research on American history and just history in general. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Was there anything really cool you learned about Harriet Tubman? Besides the obvious.
The thing I've sort of fell into that has stuck with me from filming and from learning about her is that I didn't really, well, I guess I did, but it's not spoken about very much, but her journey begins as one of love. She was in love with her husband. She had freed herself and was still in love with the man that she had married. As far as she was concerned, she was a married woman and she wanted her husband back, and she was in love with him and she wanted to share her life with him. So she went back to get him. And that is something that I don't think people really know. I don't think people understand that in my eyes, she was the ultimate romantic. She was the ultimate love that. She did what she did first from her heart and then became a hero because of that. It wasn't something that she planned to do. It was the only thing she planned to do was bring her husband back. And when that didn't go well, when her heart was broken, she had to figure out what was next. And what was next was that it wouldn't feel right for her to be alone in her freedom. And that she, and from bringing her family to freedom, she decided that all people needed to have the same freedom that she had had. Yeah, that's the thing that stuck with me the most. I don't think people realize that as a woman, she loved really hard. Yeah.
Being a sci-fi fan and fan of thrillers, going into Stephen King's insane world for The Outsider, what was the coolest part of that? When was that kind of like nonstop fun?
Well, I'm still in it.
Oh, okay.
I'm still in the world and still filming it. And I think the coolest part is sort of delving into this character that is so different from anything else that I've played, really. She's, you know, slightly on the spectrum. She's complex and different and brilliant. Her mind is wonderful. And it, but then you're leaning into crime and you're leaning into to the thriller of it, and you're leaning into like the otherworldly things, and it just I'm enjoying myself on it a lot, and I'm enjoying the imagination of it all. I think I'm glad that I get to be doing this. I've been doing this for a couple months now, and it was almost at the end of shooting, and I feel like we've got something really cool on our hands, really special. And she's not anything I've really seen before on screen. So I'm happy that I get to do that, to introduce something new to people. Yeah.
So one last question before we let you go. Is there an actor or actress or director or writer that is at the top of your wish list as someone that you really would love to work with?
There are a couple. So I really want to work with Lena. Lena's a good friend of mine, but I think she's incredible. I really want to work with Lena Waithe, and I really want to work with Barry Jenkins. I think he has an implicit understanding of music, sound, and storytelling all at once. So when you watch his pieces, I feel like everything is speaking in chorus, which I think is wonderful.
Maybe you could all get together and do something.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I think that would be amazing. I think it would be amazing. Lena and Barry Jenkins together, that would be crazy. I don't think anyone would know. I think the world might implode just a little bit. Kind of awesome.
$1 million idea right here. $1 billion idea.
Well, if that ever happens, you have to come back and tell us all about it.
I will.
Well, thanks so much for your time. It was great talking to you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Cynthia.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, listeners, your turn. What are your favorite story podcasts? Are you going to check out Carrier? Let's talk about it on Twitter. You can find us at Mothership Pod, but you also can tweet at us directly. I'm at Brett Molina 23.
I'm at Brian Truitt.
And I'm at Kalawls, K-L-A-W-L-S.
And if you want to say hi to Cynthia, she is also on Twitter at Cynthia Erivo, E-R-I-V-O. Don't forget, you can email us too. We're at mothershippod@usatoday.com. We'll wrap it up here this week. Thanks so much for joining us. Special thanks to our pilots slash producers of The Mothership, Shannon Green and Natalie Boyd. If you like the podcast and don't want to miss an episode moving forward, you can subscribe to The Mothership for free on Apple Podcasts. And while you're there, how about you leave us a rating or a review, because it helps other people find the show and we love the feedback and it's greatly appreciated. And you can help decide what we talk about on the show. So it's a win-win. If Apple Podcasts isn't your jam, you can also find us on SoundCloud or Stitcher or pretty much anywhere you listen to pods. Before we go, we're trying out something fun on The Mothership, because for the longest time, we've tried to figure out the best nickname to give to our listeners, our loyal, wonderful listeners. And we've been going back and forth on ideas. We were talking about the idea of mother lovers, but then we know that...
No.
I like it. Andy Samberg beat me to it, but anyway. So we're trying to come up with ideas for a fun nickname for the listeners who join us on this podcast every week. So we want to hear from you. You can let us all know again individually on Twitter. You can also hit us up at Mothership Pod. If you've got a really awesome nickname for our listeners, we will give you full credit and we'll shout it out in the episode. And glory to you. It'll be great.
And what about my nickname? Ask them what they think of it.
Oh, yeah. Kelly, share your nickname.
Mothershippers. Get it? Like shipping. Well, you can all enjoy that while I'm gone, because I'm going to be gone for several weeks. I'm heading to TCA once again. Los Angeles, 2.5 weeks, lots of TV shows. Lots of TV shows relevant to this podcast, including things like His Dark Materials and Watchmen.
Watchmen.
Yeah. Ryan is probably hearing about both of those live right now from Comic-Con, where he is currently sitting.
Yeah, I've probably been through the Watchmen experience like 10 times.
I will be back for the week of August 16th, so I hope Ryan and Brett don't get in too much trouble between now and then.
While you're gone, this is going to become a wrestling podcast probably the next 2 or 3 weeks. So.
You're wrestling always threatening that.
Be like bachelor party. I had Tom Hanks
B&B on. B&B from the top rope. Here
if
we go.
If you get Tom Hanks without me, I will kill you.
Yeah, we can't get any really cool guests because Kelly, I'll feel really bad. I'll feel kind of guilty. But anyway, yeah, this is a wrestling podcast for the next few weeks. Thanks, guys.
Sweet. Oh, yeah!
Until next Friday, nerds out.
Later.
Bye.